matter. Start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the floor to public comment. Anybody? Karen, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Good.
I'm Karen Rickert. I'm here on behalf of my mom, Catherine Rickert, who owns property on Albany Avenue across from Harbor Store. Currently, she has three apartments there. Two are occupied. The third one, we had the person evicted last year. It is in desperate need of being gutted and repaired, and she's looking to have it taken off the water and the garbage. I mean, continue to pay taxes on it, but we do have pictures of what it looks like. The code officer was there and told her that should be fine. There's no water running in it. There's no heat. Hasn't been for over a year. And okay. She had sent a letter, but hadn't heard anything from anybody.
Well, we did receive your letter. I did read it, but I have not met with the code enforcement officer yet. So
okay.
We probably will not address that tonight, but
okay.
We will meet with the code enforcement officer and see what the situation is with him. In those circumstances, occasionally we would review taking that off on a temporary basis. So in other words, you have an apartment there. It's inhabitable at this time. It may be removed for 6 months or for a year, and then it would be revisited.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm not making any promises of how it's going to happen yet because I haven't talked with Kevin about it. And the board is not fully aware of the situation
okay.
yet. But we are aware of it. I just got the information on it either earlier. I think it was earlier this week. So.
Okay. All right.
So
yeah,
we will address it.
So yes, it's going to have to be gutted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very costly, and she doesn't have that right now. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. So approve the minutes from September meeting.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the September minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Approve the minutes of the October meeting.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions on the October meeting minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Treasurer's report. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second motion.
Second by Randy. Any questions on the treasurer's report?
I just saw these parentheses on my transmissions on water fund. That mean I need to transfer that water?
Yeah, we're going to probably need to transfer some funds there. I'll have to talk to Wendy about that.
And then on the bond principal? Also, is there an issue on that?
I know that there's some monies that are being turned over to the county that we didn't collect, some unpaid water bills, so that may cover that. But again, we'll have to meet with Wendy on that and see about transfers for the next period.
Can we still approve the treasury?
Yeah, you can still approve it. Any other questions or concerns? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Correspondence. We have a thank you card. Sincerest thank you for your kind expression of sympathy from the Frank Collins family, family of Frank Collins. Board of Committees, Highway Department.
I've got a report. I got a report from Jay and Jamie for the Highway Department and what they've done throughout the month. They cleaned up some of the catch basins. They continued to rake up the leaves. They picked up. They continued to mow the grass where it was applicable. They're prepping for the blacktop. They're working on the plows. They've been working on the sander for the truck. They're continuing to patch potholes. They ordered salt. There was a tree that was cut down at the Commons only because it was, and I gave those Jamie and Jay permission because the top third of the tree, number one, came down, and the balance of the tree that I considered was a safety hazard, so I told them to take it right down. There was a tree that was cut down at the Stanley Park. They're clearing the tops of the catch basins. I had a phone call from the Highway Department, and I'm not sure, Jay, did you contact the people to?
Jay came yesterday for about 2 hours. He started to go. He did a bunch up behind Tremont Phillips. The gentleman had to go because he's the only truck that can sweep on 787 to another project.
Okay.
So I called the office yesterday and said they didn't complete. I thought he was coming back today, but apparently they still have something going on 787 as far as blacktop.
Okay.
I'll call tomorrow, find out what exactly is going on.
Just to the dialogue between Jay and I is he called me, and we're using an outside contractor to properly clean the catch basins because they were pretty bad, and between Jay and Jamie, there wasn't it was just too much for those for the two employees. So I authorized to bring in the contractor that we used a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. To get it done really professionally. They continue to pick up trash. The front end alignment was done on the Dodge. The recall was done on the Dodge. There's a new oil tank on the dump truck. The radiator has been repaired on the backhoe. And they continue to pick up the excess batteries at the post office. And continue to truck all the material. And that's all I have.
Okay. Water Department.
31 Westbrook Drive shut off was repaired, and all routine samples were taken. Looks like five samples of coliform were taken, all tested within limits and negative. Two were required. We took five. The average use of water per day is 100,000 gallons a day. And they investigated a possible. I called Jay at night. Our village police and Laurie, I think Laurie called me to tell me there's water going on Route 20 and 49 Church Street, or 42 Church Street. Jay went after hours to go up and check it out, and apparently they have a sub pump that runs continuously in their cellar, and somebody put the hose pacing towards Route 20, filling Route 20 with water, so it was diverted back onto their property. There was reported air in the water on Tremont and Phillips, and I believe they addressed that system too. Completed the hydrant on Lake Ave with the sidewalk and topsoil. Worked in the pump house and worked with the contractor on our water project, which I'm sure everybody's aware of is going on from
the third Trustee Scosch's retelling of the incident regarding his citation over handicap. It was in the winter and the sign was covered with snow. was 7 o'clock, approximately 7:30 in the evening. And there certainly was the lineup for that spot, and it may have been very difficult to discern that it was a handicap. And that the almost came to blows over this, and the officer had his hand near his gun.
On his gun.
Is very alarming. And to me, that shows a lack of judgment on the officer's part. My personal opinion. Also, it is my personal opinion. I never argue with anyone who's carrying a gun. I settle it after I'm in neutral territory and take issue with the officer's action. But that seems to be maybe an overzealous enforcement case. But there's a bigger picture here. Regarding the truck purchase that was authorized in the June 10th meeting, that was authorized in the June 10th meeting, and the truck was purchased
towards the end of July.
I'm sorry?
Towards the end of July.
Towards the end of July, okay. So the meeting happened on June the 10th, and then two board members, in a short period of time after that was passed, there were two rescinds on the vote.
There were no rescinds.
There were no vote. We didn't rescind the vote.
And there's one of the guys.
I did not rescind my vote. I just wanted to discuss it, but it wasn't at the July meeting.
Okay. This is my point. I understand about sunshine law. That's why I come, so I can see what's going on. That's the whole point. That's the big picture. So if there's an issue, maybe there should be maybe there should be a policy where there's a cooling off period of 2 or 3 or 4 days before the actual, you said it didn't have, the purchase didn't happen until July. So
yeah, it was like 6 weeks.
Right. I don't know what happened between June and July, but there seems to me there should be a way for such a large purchase to be fully cleared by the board and also fully aired out in public before we purchase more vehicles.
Okay.
I mean, we have 1,130 people in this community spending a lot of our tax money. And again, that's not the only purchase they made. I am asking as a taxpayer, and I'm sure others as well, that we have complete transparency as to what's going on. And again, following that vein of thought, it seems to me it's very alarming to hear that, good news is that someone from the budget office is coming on November 30th. But it was, you stated, Mayor, that they declined to do an audit.
On my request, just my phone call and speaking to them and requesting
that. And are they aware that it's been approximately 20 years?
They are well aware of it. They have no record of our village ever being audited. For the last 15 years, they went
right, back. That's what I mean. But
no, you're right. Discussed that with them.
But we're moving forward. So, and their response to that was, we're going to continue to allow the village to operate without a...
The response was that they are going to come out, they're going to meet with me, we're going to go through our policies and procedures, we're going to look at the bank records and things, and then if after this discussion, if I want to write a letter to the controller's office and request that they do an audit of the village, I can do that, but she cannot, or the person that I'm talking with is a she, but she cannot guarantee that that would happen. It would be up to the controller's office, up to their office.
Is it that they're also having budget? I mean, I'm just filling in here.
I don't know the reasoning behind it. I don't know.
Because I couldn't quite tell from the village law book what the statutory requirements are from a legal perspective.
And nor could I.
But it seemed to me that it needs to be done officially more than once every 20 years, and I thought it was yearly. So I find that discrepancy a little...
Well, I'll have that discussion with her. That's all I can tell you, and I will report back how that goes.
All right. Because as I know, and some of us might know, a survey is not an audit. So it's a different process entirely. The bond. My understanding, please correct. The bond is for $300,000?
Yes.
At what percent?
I think it was 343.
Okay, 343. Which bank is it?
Let's see. It wasn't Berkshire Bank. It was...
Not Pioneer. Kinderhook?
Kinderhook? Was it Kinderhook? Yeah, Kinderhook Bank.
Kinderhook Bank. And what's the duration?
10 years.
10 years, okay. All right. Well, my question is, what's the total amount of interest? Because I know it's considerable. The total amount, you don't have to answer it now.
Yeah, I don't know what it is offhand, but...
Oh, you do.
It's around $30,000 to $40,000.
Okay.
I remember discussing it with the bank person, but okay. I don't remember off. Don't hold me to that number.
I just wanted a
conversation.
I'm on the ballpark.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The bank, is Bank of Greene County.
Oh, is it Greene County?
Yeah. Bank of Greene County.
Sorry, I just had to look it up in a minute.
Okay.
Bank of Greene County for 10 years.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. So I just, this. All this arguing, I'm just going to bring this up because, I just want to get it off my chest. All this arguing with the police department I find very stressful. Okay? So I will say to you that when you hear a lot of this stuff that goes on, you don't get the full story. You get somebody's side of the story. Okay? And the transparency that you've talked about, this police car was talked about since January. So between January and June, it was discussed at every meeting as to, did we need to replace it? Why did we need to replace it? Were we going to buy an SUV? Were we going to buy a patrol car? This went on for 6 months before this decision was made. Dave was new to the board because he just got elected and just had his first meeting in April. So he did miss some of that. Okay? But this was... The transparency end of it was all gone through for the 6 months prior to that vote. And that's why I just proceeded to go ahead and enforce the wishes of the board. Okay? Because I...
Point well taken.
But, I think that this board has tried to be very transparent and very engaging with the people that attend this meeting.
Yes.
We don't always agree. That's just the way, it's just the way it is. And to me, that's okay. You don't have to agree with me. And I'm not gonna dish you for that, because that's but it should be an exchange of ideas.
Absolutely.
That's what this should be about, an exchange of ideas. Not about personalities and you did this and he did that and I don't like him because he did that and I'm gonna make his life miserable because this happened. It should be an exchange of ideas. The police department has been budgeted for the year. I mean, really, the time to talk about all this stuff is the next year when you do your budget.
Right.
Not every frickin' month.
Right.
We have a lot of business. There are a lot of things that I would have liked to work on in the last 6 months that I have been unable to work on because I just don't have time because I've been tied up with all this other business that needs to be taken care of. And a lot of it has to do with the controller's office, which I didn't expect to do, but I'm doing, with the water projects that we've had, and the other things. And that's part of my job. I'm not complaining. That's what I'm here for. But, the time, there's a time and place for everything. And we want to hear your input. I think we tried, as a board, we try to engage you and get your feelings on things. And we do try to address things as we can. And I appreciate that. So keep bringing things forward. All right, so any other comment before?
I just wanted to
yes, Don.
But I don't know if I dare ask now.
But you can ask.
No, I was just curious. Since we've had the police dogs, is it worth, I don't know how much it costs, but is it worth having? Is it being used enough? I don't know.
Well, I will say to you, and I mean,
no idea.
It's, the police dog is what, $180 a month?
$183.
$183 a month.
Okay.
And we share the police dog is shared with Skodak also.
Right.
There, he is on call for service in Skodak. Last month, the dog went to, I think it was it the, over by Miller Road there?
Yeah,
and had a big bust.
We share with not only Skodak, but the state police, East Greenbush, all the surrounding agencies. We have an intermunicipal agreement with, I believe it's Troy Rensselaer, East Greenbush, North Greenbush, Skodak, and the Village of Nassau to share services in regards to police assistance. So Officer Bunny does provide the canine for them. In exchange, we would, you know, should we have a really bad accident, North Greenbush has tens of thousands of dollars worth of accident reconstruction equipment that we would have access to, so it's give and take. Obviously, it wouldn't make sense for us to purchase something like that, so we could have, you know, borrow their equipment. So it's kind of a hand-in-hand thing. Canine Yazza was used up at the Comfort Inn, I think it was on the news 2 weeks ago. There was a gentleman there that received a package, and Canine Yazza was used to obtain a search warrant for the package, which yielded approximately 4 pounds of marijuana. So because Yazza was available to them, you know, Skodak PD, the state police, they were all able to get that search warrant for that package because the suspect was
so the dog does have a very good...
The only one in the area for $180-some a month. Rensselaer, Troy doesn't have one? I mean, do we get reciprocated with half of that? I mean...
Well, they don't pay us for it, but they reciprocate us in other services.
I just wondered if it was worth having it. Is it
It's a matter of opinion as to whether it's worth having. I think it's worth having. $180 a month, to me, is not a lot of money. I mean, you're talking less than, you know, $2,400 a year.
No, but I'm just saying, is it worth... To use that much in the village of Nassau to have it.
It is used quite a bit in the village of also. It's been responsible of bringing in several drug arrests.
Tom, when the canine unit is used, regardless in what incident or any other police agency, Officer Bunny goes with the dog.
Yes, he does.
So who pays his salary?
We do.
So we pay the salary for an incident that could happen in North Greenbush, East Greenbush, Troy?
Correct. Just as their municipality would pay should an incident happen in the village, and we would need their assistance with something.
So how is that captured on a monthly basis through our pay system?
Well, since we're paid hourly, it's regardless. Now, an officer from any of the neighboring jurisdictions would be paid much more substantially because they're full-time and they're union. I know for a fact Skodak, if they get called on the phone, it's instant 3 hours overtime. We don't have that here. So the cost is considerably less for us to provide a service for neighboring agencies as well as receive it.
Can that in the future, I mean, now that this has been brought up, can that be captured, that Officer Bunny and the dog has to respond to another agency? And can we break it out just to see, to get some kind of historical data based on the use of the dog?
Yeah. Before I became in charge, Chief Peter did payroll on pen and paper, and tasks were broken down. I found a program that was free, open source, to do payroll on the computer, but unfortunately the free version doesn't have costing, job costing codes. I can look into the cost of that, but I'm trying to...
Well, I mean, obviously he doesn't... I mean, if it's only done once a month, I mean, it could be just handwritten into the line item. that, you know, he was here 3 hours, he was here 8 hours,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, I can have him make, what I can do is I can have him make a note and just manually try to tally that up.
Because I think the questions every once in a while would crop up again like it did with Donna, and it would be nice to have, as officer in charge, defend, okay, you know, the month of January it was used, the dog was used for this reason with Officer Bunny, so we'd have some kind of accountability.
Right.
And it would keep the residents.
I'm not against it, but I was just interested how used or in what.
We talk about money all the time,
and is it worth having used once a month, once a week?
Well,
I mean, it's random. It's, you know, it's when it comes up.
To answer your question about other departments, the state police have two. One is based out of Sand Lake, where he covers the entire capital region, and one is based out towards Montgomery County. Troy has a few, however, they're not always on duty, and Troy will not call an officer in for a neighboring jurisdiction for their canine. It's just something that they won't do. I believe the only other jurisdiction that has a dog at this time is Hoosick Falls. And Rensselaer City may have one or may be getting one, but that's all that's around right now.
The sheriff
does have a few dogs, but like they're not always in our zone. The sheriff's zones have South, Central, and North. And usually the canine guys work at midnight and the day and midnight, so not really the afternoon shift. So it's you're not guaranteed to get that. But the dog is always with Officer Bunny when he works, and then the dog is also available, you know, should, like, you know, Officer Rusko, he get something tonight, we'll have Officer Bunny come in and, you know, utilize the dog as well. So
is there a minimum when Officer Bunny and the dog is utilized, is there a minimum time frame? Supposing that, you know, you have other law enforcement agencies that are probably unionized, like you just said.
We do not have that. Time work is time work. We don't have an agreement with, you know, you get called out, you get 3 hours.
Is it from portal to portal or from the time that he gets the call?
No, it'd be from when he would leave.
Okay, yeah. So it is from portal to portal.
But the dog's with him.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, yeah. By the time he leaves his house until the times he returns to his house,
he gets
paid.
Yeah, that's standard.
Okay.
So in other words, if he was on duty here and he got a call and he had to leave our area, somebody would have to come here to cover for him, right?
I don't know about
that. Not necessarily. I mean,
well, if they needed the dog, that's what I meant. You said.
Oh, right. Right. If they needed the dog, if it's reasonable, then we would provide the service to them. Yes.
I mean, we would.
But also, I'd like to mention that $183 a month, that is an agreement between the village and Officer Bunny, because there's case law out in California, it's California versus Garcia or whatever it is that you have to provide reimbursement for dog handlers when they take care of the dog at home, and you can't waive it, you know. Officer Bunny was willing to waive that, but he couldn't legally. So we do have to reimburse him for the dog. Now, that cost does not cover everything. There's a lot that comes out of his pocket. That's only a portion. And it also, as Guy mentioned last month, that it is budget neutral. It was taken from our budget to be able to have this service. So it's not an additional cost to the village, and it did come out of the police budget to do that.
Well, how many of the other services you said we get reimbursed for or whatever, how many times have that been used?
We've utilized SCODAC numerous times to back us up on a lot of major things where, you know, they're not obligated to do that. And we have a good relationship with the SCODAC Police Department for them to be able to do that for us when we're here, because a lot of calls... two officers really should go to domestics, any type of burglar alarms, anything like that. And we only have two officers on duty on Friday and Saturday nights. And, you know, Sunday through Thursday, we only have one officer. So for them to come down and back us up is, I think, part of the shared services agreement. And that is quite often. Also, you know, if another officer needs somebody to do, another officer should be present while they do field sobriety, if they search a car, anything like that. So they have been coming and backing us up with that for officer safety. So, you know, it's not a direct, you know, okay, we do this for you, and then you do the same for us. It really is kind of a bunch of different types of things that we do for each other.
Right, so if we didn't have the dog, we would still have the shared services?
We would. We wouldn't be providing really much towards it. However, you know, since it's budget neutral, it's really not...
Well, budget neutral means that we're paying for it in the police budget. You know, it doesn't mean that we're not paying for it. So based on this conversation, my deduction is that if we did get rid of the police dog, it would absolutely have no negative effect at all on Nassau. The only thing that we would see is an increase of $183 plus per month in our pockets. There would be no negative effects if we did get rid of the dog. I don't see how there would be any changes.
And that's a discussion for the budget.
Right. And it wouldn't actually go in your pocket, it would stay in the budget, but it would be spent in another way. But this is, the board decided that having the dog would be a good, service to have.
And right,
have
and, had, you know, and I don't want to get into that.
We have had numerous arrests,
but,
so as
I just... I mean, you know, that's, again, it's a budget. If you want to talk about if you're getting shared services and agreements with dog, that's great. But I don't want to get into a budget discussion tonight. The budget time is going to be coming up soon enough, and we can handle that when that comes up. We'll have enough meetings about that. Anything else we need to talk about before we pay bills and things?
One more thing regarding code.
Yes.
And I'm not sure how this goes, but Kevin said that we're leaving a lot of money on the table as far as our fees go, and we could be, you know, getting more fees for the building permits and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to vote on that, or how does that work?
They would need to be approved because they are set. Are they set by resolution or by law?
I don't know. Kevin has to submit his suggestions, and then I'll bring them forward to you guys. He's going to...
All right. Why don't you work with Kevin and establish a set of...
I just wanted to get the protocol from you.
Yeah, I believe it's set by resolution and not by law.
Okay.
So. Okay, anything else? All right, prior to doing resolutions and paying the bills, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Safe, be safe out there. They're talking about a lot of traffic this year, so hopefully you all get to wherever you're going safely and enjoy the holiday.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's see. So we're doing a resolution to change the meeting date from last week to this week. So,
right
by Randy, second. Second by Dave. Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, next resolution is to rescind the fire district resolution for commissioner election. Evidently, it came to the attention of the district that it was in violation, that once the district was established as appointment of district commissioners, it could not be changed in any way, I guess. So so we're back to that. So we need a motion for that by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on that? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried and resolution is passed. Next one is to remove the refuse charge of $208.75 relevy from the 2015 tax bill for ID 211-12-6-16. So that's in your packets here. I guess we took the water off.
Was being charged garbage and what shouldn't have been charged garbage.
Oh, yeah, that was up on, isn't
right,
in the village. They're not in the village.
We took away the billing. Now, this month, we have to take away the re-levy of it to make his tax bill correct.
Okay.
Although that got re-levied as well, but we need to, I had to reduce his bill.
Motion then.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Water project change order. You all have a change order in your thing. When we did the bids, there was some confusion about where the 4-inch line was going to be terminated, and three services got left out to the trolley restaurant, the computer shop, and the house in the back. They're going to be on. They are currently getting water off a section of the 4-inch line that we plan to eliminate. So we got a price of $31,421.20 to do two bores across Route 20 and tie those services into the new 8-inch main.
Any comment on that?
I reviewed it.
No, not on that.
On what?
Shouldn't we have to extend the date too, right?
No, they didn't ask for extension, did they?
Well, it's the 15th was supposed to be done by, right?
I think 30.
That's what LaVerge told me. He was going to send something to state that the 15th, they were supposed to have the project done.
I thought the project was supposed to be done
by
the 30th. Yeah, but I thought
Ron told me we had to do a change order for that. That's what my concern was. Should we include it in this resolution if we have to?
So what do you want to extend it to?
Ron was telling me we need to extend it to the end of the month.
Okay.
I mean, because the 15th is already passed and they're not done.
No, I understand. Yeah. I thought they had till the end of the month.
Yeah, so did I, but he told me they didn't.
All right, so let's include extending the contract to November 30th.
Yeah, that's, I just wanted.
Okay.
He was supposed to send us something.
I didn't see anything on that, and I thought it was November 30th.
I think we do it on one, that's all.
Good idea. Okay. Can I get a second?
Second.
You made the motion.
Yeah, I made the motion. Okay.
Second, I did. Any questions on that? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is passed, or resolution.
There's the bills. That's the final on the bills.
Okay, so we're going to audit the bills, number 167 through 201, in the general fund for $31,652.83 and $13,779.08 in the water fund. Take a motion to pay the bills.
Okay, I'm making a motion.
Second.
Motion by Randy. Second by Guy. Any questions on any of those? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion is carried.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Randy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. We are adjourned.